Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Well, hey there. Welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Now, there's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. This week on Real WW Talk, since we've started a new month, we thought it would be good to revisit our goals from January 1. Do they still matter? Are we still on track? Or were they made in a moment that we were just feeling? You know how that is. Let's catch up and see if what we decided in January still holds true today.
She's back.
Welcome back, Erin.
Welcome back. Oh, wait, hold on. This is Real WW Talk, and I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Okay, now we can go back to congratulating me for coming back.
No. Yes, I was going to say, we didn't start off with, I'm Ricky, I'm Candace, Erin's not here. We're happy to have you back.
And thank you so much for holding down the fort. There's got to be a better way to say that. I mean, we're in the 2000s, not 1800s, right? But ladies, thank you very much for covering for me for the past couple weeks while I have been, you know, all over the place. I've had so much fun listening to, like, being a person and listening and like responding back to you in my car or out on my walk.
Did you make sure to subscribe to the podcast? Right. Like, you
know, if I didn't already, I know I would have.
Well, tell us how you've been. How have you been? I think it's only appropriate you give the first update on how everything's been going. Okay.
Yeah. So I've had kind of a combination of my own health things that I've been working through. And then also I have a friend, which you guys, thank you for kind of sharing and going through that, who has stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And it moved very fast and very quickly. And she's not only a friend, she's also a coworker. Mm-hmm. And so we've had this double whammy of this person that you work with, you know, pretty much every single day. And work doesn't stop. Yeah. Work doesn't stop when that happens. The world doesn't stop for other people, even though it felt like it stopped for us. And so it was the double whammy of, oh man, we want to process what's happening with our friend, and we need to keep the work going. And how can we best love our friend in this time? And so, been spending a lot of time with her at the hospital. She's about an hour away. So this, you know, that's just time commitment, travel back and forth, but really good news. At the beginning of February, she went into the hospital, pretty much unable to breathe on her own. The cancer moved into her lungs. They needed to intubate her. And she went from 15 minutes of being able to breathe on her own just for 15 minutes, to where she is now on a trach and able to breathe completely on her own. Mm-hmm. And so that's such good news. Yeah. And there's still a long way to go with this, but there was a piece that I took away from that I wanted to bring back to us is the resiliency of the body. Mm-hmm. And that when it's given things that it's needed, how quickly it can adapt. I know we've talked about this before, but watching again, this happened in real time over the course of a month. She went from being intubated and sedated to awake and intubated. Wow. Her own doing breathing trials. And it went from 15 minutes to an hour to 3 hours to 7 hours to 11 hours to completely on her own over the course of a month. And it just made me think through, okay, listen, when we give our body exercise, when we challenge it, it will respond to those challenges and it adapts very quickly.
Yeah.
And when it has the right environment for healing as well with rest. And that's what she's been able to have within the hospital environment. So that was my little like RWWT, real WW talk, little lesson I wanted to kind of bring back. But thank you. Thank you very much for the love and prayers for her.
Absolutely. And that's a great lesson. Definitely applicable, mm-hmm. you know, to all of our journeys and everything. It's mm-hmm. how quickly you can kind of adapt and grow from whatever is going on. Because mm-hmm. when it seems dark and like there's no hope, I'm too far gone. You're never too far gone. You never mm-hmm. know how quickly mm-hmm. you can turn it around. So thank you for sharing that.
So I've been hitting hard with some of my own health things. And can I tell you, I've talked about this app before, but I've been leaning heavy into it and it's called Chronometer, like Chronos, think time. Okay. If you're on the podcast, you can't see it. So I'm going to spell it for you. But I'm going to show everybody else, on my phone. I think you can see it right here. It's Chronometer. Chronometer is the way it's spelled. But it's an app that actually tracks nutrition. This is something I wish the WWF did along with it. Mm-hmm. I know it's trying to make it really simple with the points, but I've been doing double tracking. I think I'm on day 28 of continuous tracking while also using this app. But the really cool thing is as I've been tracking all the things that I've been eating, it's telling me how much fiber I've been eating.
I love that.
Iron I'm getting from all of my food, calcium, vitamin A, vitamin C. And so I'm able to keep track of the nutrition. And I will say, Candace, thinking about you and wanting your little good health guideline things, it's actually given me the challenge every day of what am I choosing to eat that's going to go bust that thing up to 100%. It tracks protein. So it gives you energy, protein, carbohydrates, fat. It'll assign through. And so I found that actually the assignments in here line up mostly with what I have inside of the WW app, but it just gives me a better picture of my overall,
data,
macronutrients, if you want to call it those types of things. So anyway, for anybody that's interested to have more information about how that lines up, that might be something you might want to try.
I love that because you see a lot of people in the group talking about, you know, wanting to track their macros. And I know I've heard people talk about like MyFitnessPal and other things, but I love how it kind of shows you when you hit the goal and it turns out all the color changes. Yeah. If it gave a Bravo star, it'd be even more perfect.
Exactly.
You can't have everything.
Listen, I'm on the free version. It might do it on the paid version. I don't know. All right. Enough about me. Tell me about you guys. How are you doing?
Ricky, you go.
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm trying to manage a little bit of stress. It's been a hard time of year. Education system is facing a lot of budget cuts and it's not going to affect me as far as my specific job. But the people who support me, the people who I work with, could be impacted and that could make my job harder. and also, you know, you don't want to have to think about someone who you work with having to, you know, find somewhere else to work and all of that. So there's a level of stress that's gone along with that. So just kind of praying into this and just hoping that the year is better than it seems like it's going to be next year and trying not to foreshadow or to, you know, project my thoughts and worries onto the next year, just kind of trying to stay in the moment But yeah, just trying to deal with that stress and other stresses that are related to that.
How has that affected you and like food and exercise? Have you found yourself, something's got to give usually, right? Has something else kind of given while that's kind of sat front?
I mean, I feel like food in the past couple weeks I've made a very conscious effort to eat at home more. And I know I feel like I sound like a broken record because I'm sure I've said that many times, but that I feel like has been okay. It's not that it's been perfect, but I feel like what really struggles, like the days I've been staying late at work or things like that, I will sacrifice a workout, especially if it's not a day that we're doing a step at and I don't have to, you know, have to quote unquote get my steps in. So that has kind of gone by the wayside, and it's something that I know, you know, intellectually I know will make me feel better and keep me healthy. And, you know, stress is the opposite of that. You know, you want to get that workout in so you have the endorphins and so you're healthy and your body, you know, talking about resilience, so your body stays strong. So intellectually I know that, but after having a rough day and dealing with like emotional things, you know, it's hard to say I'm going to do it. Exercising feels like the last thing I want to do when I know that it will make me feel better. It's kind of a hard place to be.
It's a really hard place to switch it to. This is actually healing for me because it feels like more work when you just want to. That's why I started doing the walking every day, because it was like, okay, I don't feel like I'm exercising. I feel like I'm actually taking time for myself to be able to process. I'm not working doing this. I'm self-caring doing
it. And I, to like add to that, I agree with that. Like, I feel like the day last week where it was like 60 degrees, I put my shoes on. I didn't sit down. I went outside. It was so enjoyable. I cannot translate that to walking inside. There's nothing in to me. Even I love not Saya Fitness. I love what's that guy?
Walk with Rick. Yes,
he's wonderful to look at. Beautiful background. Dubai. Everything is beautiful. I don't want to stand in place in my living room and walk. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree with you on that because it does feel like a whole different thing. I feel like when I'm outside in nature, that feels like a relaxation. Mm-hmm. What doesn't feel like a relaxation is when I go outside in nature and it feels like the air is hurting my face. That doesn't feel like relaxation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's factual though. I mean, like nature is healing, sunshine, you know, being out. I mean, it's known. So that's not, I don't feel like that's very surprising to say you'd rather be outside than getting fit with Rick, no matter how cute he is. But it is also true that the endorphins that you get, you know, like that's the hard part, is having to push past kind of the, I don't want to, or I don't really know if this is, to get to the beneficial piece. Because what's the statement? You know, no one regrets a workout, but it's still getting there and doing it. It's like getting to the gym was the hard part for me when I had a gym membership. Afterwards, I felt fine.
It doesn't feel like in the moment it has a delayed payoff.
Right.
Whereas sitting on the couch in front of the TV with a bag of chocolate chips feels instantly satisfying, right? Mm-hmm. But one usually will lead to regret later and the other one doesn't.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How are you doing on your vegetables? Can I follow up on that from last? Yeah. Because that was last week. That was your conversation where you were going to get more vegetables. Yeah. And I was yelling at my car radio. What vegetables are you going to eat?
This is what happens when you're not here. Ricky's like, what are you talking about? Vegetables.
I'm doing better. I would say better, not 100%, not like 99%
difference.
Yes. I've been doing that. I tend to make choices out of like convenience, I guess, which everyone does. So that doesn't sound novel, but like a lot of times I will not get a bag of salad because I'm like, how quickly is this going to go bad? How long is it going to last me? Is it worth it? And then I'll think about a head of lettuce. Oh, I have to use it quickly. And then, or it might be too much. So a lot of times I'll talk myself about buying a bag of lettuce and I'll just get frozen like vegetables. I got some lettuce yesterday. or the day before yesterday, chopped it up and had a salad. I brought it in for my lunch. I cooked salmon and had the salmon on top of it. So I was really proud of myself. And I had it for dinner the night before. I had the salad for dinner the night before. And I tried a lovely lemon plum.
Are they ripe now?
Yes, they're ripe. And they're very good. Extremely sweet. So Erin, Candace, Erin dropped off a surprise for me for my birthday. And it was these bright yellow plums that are called lemon plums. And
in part because Ricky, she has little lemon things. Mm-hmm, yeah. And, but it was something new for her to try in the fruit and vegetable world.
I loved the theme. She had little themes to all the gifts. It was very sweet and very thoughtful. Thank you, Erin. But when they were ripened, they turn like a red color and they taste kind of like regular plums, but like sweeter. I feel like when I've had plums in the past couple years, they've been a little like tart. But these were just so sweet and very delicious. So that was something new that I
tried. Where did you get them from, Erin?
Trader Joe's.
That's crazy. I was there the other day. I didn't notice them.
Literally, Ricky, I've only seen them that day and I've never seen them before and I've never seen them after.
Wow.
And they're kind of heart-shaped too. When I saw them, I instantly thought of Ricky because Ricky likes dainty things and kind of elegant things, plus the lemon, plus a little something new, which I knew you guys could kind of poke fun at me for because I'm always finding a new, you know, what's a different fruit or vegetable to try kind of thing. And I didn't even give you a little bit of mint to go along with it.
I know. So. Where's the mint? That's right.
And it's color changing. Like I figured if you're going to try something different, that's one to go for.
So. Very cool. Especially for you. It was the perfect gift. I love it. Now I want one though. Like I'm like, I got to go to Trader Joe's tomorrow.
I popped them in the fridge after they ripened to keep them a little longer. So swing by, I'll get you one.
There you go. Don't tempt me. I'm serious. I know where you live. So,
all right, Candace, you're up.
Well, everything's been going well. I had infusion last week that kind of reminded me of, I had to go back into the whole cancer world, not because anything has changed my status. I'm still cancer free, thank God, but I have doctors who are very proactive in helping me stay that way. So I had an infusion that I had to do that knocked me off of my feet unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of rebound, but it reminded me, Erin, a little bit of what you were talking about, how resilient your body can be, because when it's medication induced, I went from like being on the bike and like doing all of the things to 12 hours later, just like on my back. Mm-hmm. I think I texted you all, like I am out down for the count, like can't
it's
do
like
anything.
Hit you like a train.
It hit me really quick. And the doctors had warned me because it happens in some patients and it doesn't happen in others. And they're like, we really just don't know. Like, You'll know if it hits you. And it did. But thankfully, I was able to quickly recover. But it made me very grateful, very, very grateful for my health. Like afterwards, like just from just that little bit of time of being down, the next thing I wanted to do was to get on the bike, like once I started feeling better. So I can see how I've had changes and how I've really been embracing exercise, really been getting it done in the mornings and stuff and seeing the changes in my body. So it was a reminder to me of why I am doing this journey and why I try to do well, because when you are down, I think that I help my body along because of some of the choices that I've been making recently. So it was good. Like I said, I'm fully recovered. I'm feeling good, but it was a tough few days. And like I said, it's just great to be back to feeling 100% again. So,
yay. We're glad you're back to 100%. I know this is, you still have more after this.
I do it once every 6 months for 2 years. And the good news is they said the only time you ever have this reaction is on the first one. The other ones, it's like nothing ever happened. Like you don't have any reaction. Right. So they're like, if you can get through the first one, they were like, you're not going to feel anything else for any of the other ones. And I said, okay. You know, naively, I was like, sure. And then And then, yeah, I was like, that's when I was thankful that I had David who could take care of Isaiah, because there was just no way. But I'm grateful for the habits that I've been developing, because I think I would have been even worse had I not been making healthy choices recently. Mm-hmm. I kind of gave my body a one up on recovery.
Yeah. Well, and you could see too, as you were in the early stage of your cancer journey, mm-hmm. how helpful all of the anti-inflammatory foods, fresh fruits yeah. and vegetables, and how that helped you through chemo. So it would make sense that it would also help you through this space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that, you know, sometimes we need that extra reminder that this isn't just for fun. This isn't something that we're just doing because we've done it for so, like, there's a reason behind the food choices. Aaron, you're looking at your macros. Ricky, you're looking at fruits and vegetables. There's a mm-hmm. reason. And I think trying to tie it back to that, you know, the why of why we're doing it, I think it became stronger for me.
Yeah. Did you, at the beginning of the year, or as you went into the new year, did you create any whys for yourself? So I'm just thinking, especially as we're moving into spring and a little bit of now spring cleaning and spring training, because it feels like the weather's starting to change a little bit. Did you create a new why or new goals for yourself at the beginning of the year? And do they still hold true to where we are today?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
For me, yes, I did. My why / word / thought for 2024 was I was letting truly, truly embracing letting go of perfection, not just saying it, but honestly doing it. And my word was I wanted to be balanced. Like I wanted to have balance to my journey. And so I've done that. And it's weird because it's been a daily choice that I've had to make to say, I just want to see what happens. I'm immensely curious to see what happens if I truly, truly let go of this perfection and stop talking about it and just do it. Mm-hmm. And that means I've had negative 100 point days. I've had days that I didn't want to track, but I did. I've had days where I couldn't exercise. I broke streaks and I still said, keep going. And I'm seeing results from it. And it's really exciting because it's like, wait a second, this thing is actually, it actually works. Like this whole statement about perfection not being necessary is like a real thing. Sometimes you have to actually, but it's one thing to say it, but it's one thing to actually do it is another thing.
Because I know it sounds silly. What's perfection gotten you?
Yeah.
What's perfection gotten you?
Nothing. It's gotten me 20 plus years of being on Weight Watchers talking about how it's going to work next year. I promise.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to just see what would happen if I make 2024 the year I just let it go.
What's one of your, you said you're seeing results. What's one of your favorite results that you've experienced?
This sounds weird, but it's the weeks where I've been over points and I still lost. And the only reason why that's a win for me is not because I'm advocating going outside of your boundaries, but it was the motivation and the reminder I needed that you can just keep going. You can just do the next right thing. And to see it in practice and to see that your body will, sometimes you will have a gain, but a lot of times if you just kind of get back at it, your body and things, it can just work out. Mm-hmm. So I needed that reminder because that's what I was working against. Like, that's what I was scared to allow myself to see because I was like, no, I need to do this perfectly in order to see results. And your body's mm-hmm. like, no, you actually don't. You just need to give it your best. And your best is going to look different at different times. So that's been the most exciting thing for me, and to see how consistent it's been, my body has been in helping me to get healthier. You know, I've been able to make really drastic changes quite easily because I'm not requiring it to be done perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Yeah. You know, one of the things, speaking of like the perfection part, at least for me, just kind of this revelation of being back and doing the tracking and really trying to pay attention to that, because I've been working on a financial budget for myself and sticking to my financial budget. Mm-hmm. And so I've translated that as well into the tracking budget, because mm-hmm. you can only do what you have in the budget to be able to do. It's the same difference. But before, where it felt like it was the all or nothing, I took a step back and went, okay, I had a 75-day tracking streak and didn't do it for 2 days, broke it for 2 days, right? Because they give you the chance to go back and add in something yesterday. So you're right. Don't get the streak, right? Mm-hmm. And I did 2 days where I didn't do tracking. And it was like one of those, oh man, come on. But I wasn't in the space. It just, none of those things. And then I took a step back and went, hold up a second. If I look at 366 days in this year, right? And of those 366, it's not about that I dropped a 75-day tracking. It's that by the end of 366 days, what is true, I tracked for 364 days, or I tracked for, take it, even if it was I tracked for 256, what's true at the end of the year is I tracked more days than I didn't. The streak doesn't matter as much as the end view looking back. That was a little perfection change for me.
Yeah, that's very important.
And I think that when you start to see those results, when you're like, wait, I've casted more yes votes for my health than I did no votes, and your body thanks you, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And it seems I've now had to struggle, and then I'll get off of it. But I had a therapy appointment today, and I told my therapist, my biggest challenge now is forgiving myself for not embracing what I had been talking about sooner. Because sometimes you're like, but you were saying it. Why didn't you just believe it and do it? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's not relevant right now. Yep. You're doing it now. But that's hard, because you're like, this, I could have felt like this a year ago or two years ago. So having to let that go.
Yeah. Okay. Ricky, how about you? Beginning of the year, did you have a why, and or did you have a word to kind of shape for this year? And does that hold true now, 2 months after the start of the year?
I don't think I had a specific word at the start of the year, but I had kind of a shift of like, I need to do something different. And just the idea of different, not as in leaving the program or anything like that, but just making the next, almost like the next best choice kind of a situation. Like, why am I caught in these repetitive loops? And it feels like I'm just experiencing, it's like Groundhog's Day, like over and over again. It's like, I've done this before. How about I try something different? Just, you know, a slight shift in the everyday choices, and see where that gets me. Because doing the same thing has not, you know, I think I'm too smart for my own good. It's like, I know the program well enough. I can eat a couple extra points here and not track it. And I know that doesn't work. I know it doesn't, but I do it over and over again. So I think I challenged myself in the beginning of this year to just make some different choices. And I'm still working on that. And I think I have examples of how I've done that in the past few weeks, but it's slow to show up on the scale, but I've made choices I've felt proud of. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, like we've said many times, the scale is one indicator. It just happens to be the one physical piece that we have, and that WW measures its hard success by, but it's not the only determination of success.
Yeah. And I know my brain is the thing that's been like that. We've always talked about the weight in between our years, and not having to lose the, you know, the mindset challenges is the most challenging thing to lose. And I think you know, for me, that's probably what needs to shift before I see any real, like, profound weight loss. And obviously I'm in this for weight loss, but, you know, time and time again, if my mindset is not where it needs to be, I'm not going to see the sustained weight loss.
Mm-hmm. It makes me go back to that quote, and it's one of those simplistic ones, but it has meaning beyond when it said, you can have, you know, you can have a new life, but it's going to cost you your old one. Like, it made me think about, like, you can have all the things you can, but it's going to cost you the mindset that's keeping you stuck, you know?
Right.
That's something I can identify with that, with you, Ricky. Like, it's letting go of those things that are no longer serving me so that I can get the results that I want when I know that it's right here. It's when I'm pointing to my head in between, you know, it's that's what needs to change.
Yeah. So. But it's also kind of the question, how's that working for you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to say it more like Dr. Phil, though. He says, how's that working for you?
How's that working for
there you? Go. Okay. It's just,
you
were too proper. You were like, that's right. How's that working for you?
Well, said that. Well, I mean, it's like, there's a reason why we've got the statement, it's the devil, you know, like a lot of times we choose to go with, we know it's a bad thing. We know it's like not serving us, but I'll say for myself, like I have tended to just stick with that comfort, the thing that I continue to do because I'm a human and I love routines and patterns, like, and breaking that is just proven to be so challenging, even though I know it's not helping me, it's not serving me. That the hardest thing is breaking those routines that have provided me with comfort all of these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause it's you're breaking comfort to, and what do you comfort yourself with?
Yeah. I mean, I comfort myself with food, and that's been the problem.
It's having to create different comfort. Mm-hmm. It's having to explore something else that would be different. And when it feels like, especially, you know, I'm not projecting on, not trying to project on you, but thinking about what you shared at the beginning of this, like the different stress and things, we go back to our defaults because those are the things that we know. Why would we add more chaos to chaos? That doesn't, for us, seem to make any sense. And so that's sometimes why we continue in that stuck space, because we'll always put ourselves at the bottom end of it, because, well, we've lived with ourselves long enough to know, right? But this, we don't know. We don't know what else. Why would I rock the boat?
And we call it treating ourselves. Yep. Like me at the end of a stressful day, treating myself is I'm going to let myself sit on the couch and not move for 3 hours. And I know, again, intellectually, I know that that's not good for my body, but it feels like I'm treating myself because it brings me comfort and it's a routine.
It's right. The therapist statement that, you know, why are you glorifying eating out of the trash can? I told you when she said that to me, and I was like, well, what do you mean? But it's that, it's, if we were to be honest about what's actually happening, like I am actively causing these illnesses or these things, like this is what it is. And we could see it. It may make that comfortable less comfortable because you're like, I see this repercussion. But it's hard because I think it gets masked between, you know, when we're very, very, very complacent. It's not that bad. It's not that, that's just so hard to deal with. It's having to have that discipline to say, no, this is hurting me. I cannot do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. And when you can't see it, you know, when you don't have the fist, like, you know, not to say that my health is 100% perfect, but like when you don't see the physical ramifications at that moment, and all of the physical ramifications at that moment, it's easy to say, it's not harming me that much sitting here and not exercising today. I can skip a day. But we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what our bodies are going to do and how much our bodies can withstand. And it's a constant battle with the brain to say, I may not see the physical positive ramifications of my, let's say, activity every day, but maybe in a week it'll be easier to walk up the stairs. And maybe in 2 weeks I won't be out of breath when I'm going on a walk with my friends. But I have to just be in it for the long haul and know that, you know, it'll take time, but I will see change.
Yeah. And it's worth it. You're worth it. You know, all of us are worth the efforts that we put into it.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Erin? What was your word?
So for me, I did not do a word. I never do a word because I always find that the opposite of the word happens. but I ended the year going, and I shared this at the beginning of the year in one of our conversations, that I was looking at a hysterectomy, and that would be happening at some point at the beginning of the year. And we've hit pause on that and, just exploring some other options. But, you know, when you get to the place where you're exploring a hysterectomy, it means some not great things are happening there. And so for me, I just went, okay, this needs to be the year of health. It feels like the year of crap health, but you got to get through the crap health to get to I'm going to correct myself. I don't believe that I have to go through bad health to get to good health, because I can start kind of doing some of that course correction, if you will, or doing some help with it. So big part of also why I'm tracking all of the macronutrients and such with it is, when I had surgery about 12 years ago for endometriosis, one of the things that I learned was about the foods that create inflammation in the body. And that was when I decided I went raw vegan. And then I learned raw vegan was not good for me because of my thyroid. And so it created a different problem. But I did learn it was the best up until it created the problem for my thyroid. It was the best that I had felt in a really long time. It significantly helped reduce pain in my body. And I know that the commitment that it takes to be able to do that. But I also know how I felt. And it was the best that I had felt in a really long time. So going into this year, I knew and know that I need to revisit that. I needed to make a commitment to that side of health. So I have been hardcore on fruits, vegetables, how I'm eating them, raw versus cooked versus, you know, all the things, and making sure that I am taking charge of my health and doing everything that is necessary, because I don't want to be, you know, my birthday's in July, and I don't want to be getting to July and still feeling crappy about stuff when I had 6 months to make a change, right? 6 months to help myself not be in significant pain for 3 out of 4 weeks out of every month.
Yeah.
And so can I honestly say that I've given it everything that I have? And that's my question to myself is, can I say that I've given it everything that I have, and have I done it? Mm-hmm. And writing everything down. And so that when I go visit the doctor, I can show the doctor, this is what I'm doing, that I'm as invested in my health as I possibly can be. And that I'm not putting the onus on them to fix it, because it's my problem. It's my body, and I'm inviting and paying for them to help figure this thing out and put me on the right path, because I need their knowledge. But I'm very much a part of this equation, and I need to show up for nobody will do it but me.
Yeah.
And I need to show up for me to do that. So,
well, that sounds like great motivation, you know, and I think that there's one better to show up for yourself than yourself.
Yeah.
And when you have enough of the medical things that have gone on, and you just want to be able to say, look, here it is, I am doing the things.
Right. That's it. It's like, you want to be able to prove it to them, because that way they can't go, well, what about them? Like, no, look at everything I'm doing. This is it. Mm-hmm. And I'm logging it. Mm-hmm. I'm tracking it. So now I've got proof, and a part of it's the honesty with the tracker.
Yeah. Mm.
Absolute honesty, because it could, I may feel like I'm doing something good, and they may look at it and go, oh, here it is. But they can't go, here it is, unless they have all the information for them to be able to look at and the complete honesty. So
just don't be like me when I came to my physical and I had my tracker and I was like, I know I'm fat, but I wanted you to see since January 1. Let's go through each day. And she's like, I believe you. I said, no, this is not, I want you to see this. She's like, well, we have like 30 minutes. So I just want to make a good use of this time. But yeah, you get really proud. Like you're like, no, I just want to be clear. If something is off, it is not because of you.
Well, and what it shows to them too, is that you're invested. When you show up with your own data, it says, I'm serious about this and I'm doing what it takes to feel better. And I think sometimes, and I've seen this with doctors that I've been with, they actually they can see that you're invested. And so they, not that they wouldn't treat it more seriously, but they can just see the difference of having a patient that's invested and doesn't want the next pill to fix something, you know? So that's still true for me from what was at the beginning of the year is still true now. And I would actually say I'm probably even a little more dug in than I was.
So we're doing it, guys.
Yeah.
We're still in this for 2024. Yeah. No kicking us
going
out.
Strong.
No quitters here.
None at all. Well, listen, we know this was a little bit longer than usual episode, but thanks for hanging with us while we kind of just touched base and got reacquainted and coming back in. At least for me, I appreciate the grace of that. And thank you ladies for jumping in the past 2 weeks. I love you and appreciate both of you.
We love
and
you.
I've missed our Real WW Talk community. So feel free, jump into our Facebook page, our Instagram and YouTube, leave those comments. We're checking everything. And just a reminder, all of us have regular jobs outside of this. So we try to be as much a part of everything as we possibly can. But if it does take us a day or two to respond, just know that's part of it. We're still trying to kind of work that other part of our lives through. But we really appreciate you. We love this community. We take so much strength and support from it. And we hope that you have a great week.
And thank you to our to the people who have subscribed, because I know that we got some new people. So just thank you again for, like I said, helping to support the show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.